Hello, my name is Rocky Biasi and I am the Director of Human Connections. I have been a secondary high school teacher and year coordinator for over 10 years, also a school counsellor, and these days I'm in private practice. In 2008, I created the Accidental Counsellor Training. The reason I created this training is because I could see that in my time in schools, as a teacher and as a year coordinator with counselling training, any school staff are often found in that accidental counsellor role, many times with little to no training around basic counselling skills. So the Accidental Counsellor Training is a solutions-focused approach that focuses on client strengths and possibilities. The solution-focused approach believes that the client has the solution to their problem, and the role of the counsellor or the accidental counsellor is to facilitate and to help the client discover that solution for themselves. So who should attend the Accidental Counsellor Training? School staff, community service workers, anyone who really finds themselves in a counselling role but not trained as counsellors. And here's what you'll learn when you attend the training: how to direct your questioning so the client identifies their own possible solutions, how to listen effectively and to help clients clarify their problems, how to assist them in setting goals and to consider new possibilities, and how to focus the client positively towards solutions, and how to help clients access their own personal resources to assist them to develop action plans to take positive action, and to help clients challenge their negative self-talk and create positive thoughts that they can believe in. Some of the content that we'll cover during the two-day training: we look at positive psychology and how we can help students minimize risk factors and enhance well-being. In the first morning, we'll also look at the topic of boundaries, burnout, and self-care. It's the relationship between the listener and or the helper and the client that provides the best impetus and influence for healing. And we need to be able to make sure we're in the right state to be able to do that. So looking after ourselves, making sure that we set appropriate limits to our care is crucial. So reflective listening and metacommunication, let's start with reflective listening, is really just mirroring back to the client what it is that they're saying and also focusing on open-ended type questions. All too often, because we're in a rush to help the person we're working with, we could slip into the role of advice giver. And oftentimes, it's just important to hold the space, reflect back to the person what the person is actually saying, and the person hears their thoughts out aloud, reflected back to them. And this can provide the impetus for new perspectives. Better questioning, and here's a very simple example. Oftentimes, if we were to look at the school context, you might have someone say, "I can't do this," or "Nobody likes me." A meta question would be, "What is it that you can't do exactly?" Types of meta questions help us discover more deeper structure communication rather than the surface structure communication. We also look at challenging negative identity beliefs. I'm not good enough, no one likes me, I'm not smart enough. These are the negative identity beliefs. And what we do is we help the student, through a series of 4 to 5 questions, look at the positive behavior that occurs when they're not focused on that negative belief, that negative thought. And then we help the student take action, identify the positive behavior and implement some of that positive behavior. In day 2, we focus on solution-focused brief therapy. And there are many, many patterns here. It's usually a whole semester in a basic counseling course. But let me give you one example of what we do in solution-focused brief therapy. One of the patterns or one of the questions in this therapy is called the exception question. All too often, let's just focus on a school setting here. We could have a student who is in trouble, behavior issues, sent out of class. And again, lots of time is being spent on focusing on why the student is behaving the way they are. Why are they being kicked out? Why are they not paying attention? Why are they not turning up to school? Now, this is counterproductive. The focus here is on the unwanted behavior. We need to pivot on the desired behavior. Solution-focused brief therapy has a fundamental philosophy, and it's this: the mere act of constructing a vision of a solution acts as a catalyst for bringing it about. So the aim of our conversations with the people we're working with is to create some sort of picture or vision or what it is that they'll be doing that's desirable. Now, we can use the exception question as an example here. Rather than focusing on the unwanted behavior, we could just ask questions like, "Tell me about the times you haven't been kicked out," or Tell me about the times when you have come to school. What was different that elicits the desired behaviour? There are three processes that we engage to learn these skills during the two-day workshop. The first part is explanation, where I explain what the skill and the theory is. Then I ask one of the participants and the attendees to come up the front and we just do a very short 5-minute role play to demonstrate the skill. And the crucial part of the training is when the attendees form small groups of three and role play and practice the skill. And I come around, provide individual and small group coaching. To find out more about the Accidental Counsellor training, go to humanconnections.com.au or go to the accidentalcounsellor.com, email info@humanconnections.com.au or call 0425 365 294.